to slightly redirect to Adam's teenage horniness, I do want to come back around to your teenage Zionism as a result of being horny and how it totally 100%. Paid off in getting beeges and hand jobs.
It did pay off, but then I lost it.
So how did you lose it then?
Okay.
You just got started getting laid regularly and you're like, the novelty of that went away and you were like, holy shit, this is objectifyingly terrifying.
There were two moments. One was at the end of my year in Israel, they had a campus activism seminar. Right. And there was this British guy who made Aliyah, who was like one of the leaders of the program.
It was Sam Chris.
sort of. There were program was half British, half American. And they're all from North London. And they all live in like this, like a two block radius.
It's
like a
shit in Jerusalem, mate.
Yeah, yeah. It's
we're building a bloody Tesco next to the temple.
They're all Tories and they're all fucking like repugnant and they flat ironed their hair and they all had Euro mullets. But these dudes. Okay, so anyway, this dude stands up and he's like, next year you are going to war. You are going to the United States, Canadian and British college campus. On these college campuses, there is a war between Israel and Palestine that you are going to have to undertake. All right, let's get some ideas. How are we going to make people like Israel? Okay, all right, shoot. Here's one idea, all right? When it's Sukkot, you have you sit in the quad of your college and you make a sukkah. And you smoke hookah. You do hookah in the sukkah. And when people ask you what's going on, you say, well, in Israel, it's cool that people smoke hookah. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
The
Palestinian campus activists are going to spread lies. They're going to say that Israel is killing the Palestinians. They're going to say that Israel is brutal. And they're going to say, and then I was like, yeah, okay, they are. Like, they're doing all that.